I see those that come out with us today. They will be talking about becoming a Christian. We all been lost once upon a time in life, and we found our way to become being a Christian. And we're going to talk about that. Become a Christian through Him. Through believing, through repenting, confessing, and being baptized. John 6:45, it is written in the prophet, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh to me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, and he sent the Father. Verily, verily I say unto you, he hath believed in me and everlasting life. In order for us to take the journey to becoming being a Christian, we have to hear. We have to be able to understand what we hear. Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Revelation 1:3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. It's saying you have to keep reading, you have to keep what you read and believe in what you read. James 1:22. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceive your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man behold in nature, face in glass. For he beholds himself and goeth his way and straightway forget what manner of man he was. Also, when you're hearing it and you're reading, you also have to be a doer of what you read. It's one thing to say it, but it's also another thing to do it. Which leads us to Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. See, that's how you get your faith. That's where you get to believe. You get it from hearing. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith it is impossible to please him. For if he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I say therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. If you believe not that I am he shall die in your sins. Verily, verily I say unto you that he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but be passed from death unto life. So that's part of believing. Once you hear the word and you start to believe the word, then nothing should be able to take that faith away from you. No one else should be able to come and tell you otherwise if you hear and you believe. And just like Noah, who had faith, who believed, when God told him to build an ark, he never knew it. He never seen rain or anything like that before, but he still, when he built that ark, just like God told him to build it, because he had faith. He believed in what God said. Also, like Abraham, who was called out of his land that he knew he was going to inherit. He was going to get inheritance. He believed, he took it on faith to go out and leave his land where he was in, not knowing exactly where he was being sent, but he left anyway. And it's repent. And Jesus answered, saying unto them, suppose ye these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffer such things, I tell you, nay, but except ye repent and shall also likewise perish. Or those 18 above whom the tower is in Solomon fell, and slew them things, ye that were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall also likewise perish. That's also a long call. You have to repent. You have to confess your sins. You have to repent. Acts 17 and 30, and 31. In the times of the ignorance, God winked at, but now cometh all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has ordained. World, he has given assurance unto all, and that he has raised from the dead. Repent ye therefore, be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. You have to take a look at yourself, and like I said, you have to read, you have to believe, and you have to repent. And you confess. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised me from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession made unto salvation. See, now you should confess that you know that in your heart that you know that Jesus is the Son of God. And through him, you have a chance of eternal life in heaven. Matthew 10, 32 and 33. Whosoever there shall confess me before men, him I will confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, him I also will deny before my Father which is in heaven. Philip then went open his mouth and began to at the same scripture and preached unto his Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And Enoch said, see, here is water. What do hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest in all thy heart that thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's him making his confession. That's him right there confessing that he believed Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We talk about being baptized. Romans 6, 3 and 4. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, and like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. And he commanded the chariot, this is back in what we just talked about earlier, also right here with Philip. This is Acts 8 and 39. He commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and Enoch, and he baptized him. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. They prayed that him to tarry certain days. All this is just steps to becoming a Christian. Acts 2 and 38 through 41. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, and is even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation. Then shall they gladly receive the word and were baptized. And the same day they were added unto them 3,000 souls. Yeah, here we go. We're talking about baptism. These are steps we need to take in order to become a Christian. You need to either hear the word, and you hear the word by faith, and you have to believe. You have to believe in what you read, and you have to be a doer of what you read. And you also have to confess your sins. just don't. If you just go and say, well, I just want to be baptized and I'm a Christian and everything, if you don't take the proper steps to becoming a Christian, as long as not being a true Christian. We have Paul and Silas when they got arrested. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and every one band were loosed. And the keeper of the prison walked out of his sleep, and seeing the prison door open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called the light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? And that's something that a lot of us ask. So once you believe, you ask, what must I do to be saved? And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to do all their words were in his house. And he took them the same hour of night, and washed his stripes, and was baptized, he and all his servants. Oh, my bad, go back. It said, when they asked, what should they do to be saved? In Acts 31, he said, 15:31. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night, and washed his stripes, and was baptized. See, now he could have just said, you know, just believe in the Lord. But he also went on, after he said, you believe in the Lord, he preached to him, but he spoke the word of the Lord to him. Before he baptized him or anything. He didn't just take him and say, okay, now I believe and I'm going to take you and I'm going to baptize him. He took him through the steps right there. It's like, almost like a small little example how he took him through the steps. He said, if you believe, then he spoke the word. He spake unto them the word of the Lord to where in his house. And then, once he really felt that he believed, he took him and he baptized him. Then, these are the steps that we need to take becoming a Christian. If there's anyone that's subject to call, the gospel call, and need a presence of church, please come and stand and sing the song that was selected.